So my name is Anna, and I am in the Del Shirley room at Sheldon Jackson campus, where the Art and Science Festival has just finished its first week.
My name is Nikki McClure, and I am a paper cut artist, and I was invited here to Sitka to teach the Paper Cuts of Place workshop. I think of myself as either a scientific artist at times or an artistic scientist.
The whole workshop wasn't just paper cuts, it was paper cuts of place. So most days we started out with a walk, and the first day we went through the Totem Park, and that place is inspiring. And every day Nikki also had we opened the dictionary and found a word, and then worked to write about that word.
But I think they're putting on a performance here pretty soon.
A haiku about plate tectonics. Tectonic plates dance, careening ballerinas in extra tough boots.
Tonight we're having our celebration, and we did a performance art with poetry, photography, and I just love that we were able to share science in a way that's kind of accessible and fun. And so has this workshop, or participating in this workshop, pushed you to think differently about the intersection of art and science?
I think that there's lots of intersections. I mean, we're all observers, and the scientists and the artists are just more acute observers. And we're noticers. We're the noticers of the world. And we either notice patterns of loss or gain, patterns of texture and light, patterns of shorebirds using the intertidal area, patterns of people's clothing and hair. You know, like, we're just noticing these little details.
The hardcore science that, you know, we produce, you know, it resonates with a pretty small fraction of people worldwide, and, you know, I don't know, maybe 10-20% of Americans. And there's this other cohort of people that resonate with artistic expression, with something they've read that captures their fancy or captures their mind, their attention, or something visual, you know, a painting moves them, a photograph tells a story that you could never communicate to that person in words.
The connection for me is actually ethics and how you use what you do to inspire change or conservation.
And now a haiku about climate change and the arguments around that. Glaciers retreating, fast rising waters drowning, a blaze of hot words. Mm-hmm.